Hello everyone, and welcome to what was originally Jesus was transgender to now Jesus is a stan, because at the last moment this became a music podcast. Our first guest today is Zoe Blade.
Hello.
Hi, Zoe. So Zoe was very curious as to why I titled it Jesus was transgender.
Yeah.
So we're gonna explain. So if you have ever seen the Instagram account called Annoyed Teenager, they made a post, and I'm going to read it. So, it is basically mocking the gender equality posts made by many teenage girls. That's the point. Do you see it?
Oh!
Like, if you look at it, it's like...
I didn't realize this was
when
like
when people, like, politically post things on their story, it's like a meme version of that.
I can't support that.
Yeah, Zoe can't support it, but I do. Or I don't support it. I just think it's funny. So... here's why Jesus was transgender. The year is 0 BC and Jesus is born. The brown, poor, and socially aware socialist is born and the subsequently labeled a son, and their childhood is set in stone already. Divine intervention? Some people subscribe to this school of thought. However, many also believe that the reason for their huge following was due to his bag, birth assigned gender. Jesus's bag was not... Jesus's bag was not their choice, and many speculists speculate that reform may be necessary due to... that reform may be necessary due to newly broken barriers in the world of gender. Does the church agree? Turns out it depends which church you ask. Some moderate churches, such as the Westboro Baptist Church, have publicly stated their anti-LGBTQ plus sentiments and have not been afraid to voice their concerns. This should be a concern for everyone, as it is a concern for one. 2,000 years ago, gender was not spoken about, and people were not given the opportunity to identify with what they are. Jesus was no different and was bound by the same shackles we are today. This is the truth. John 4:20. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. What does this tell us? This passage gives us many good clues and points of insight that may be helpful to better understand the situation and see it from a new light. First of all, Jesus is hinted towards being in a queer... Is queer offensive?
No.
Because it says homosexual, and I feel like that's offensive.
Why would that... It's not offensive.
All right, in a homosexual...
I think the whole thing is offensive.
Okay. We don't support this. We're just reading it.
You just said...
No, I do not. In a homosexual relationship. On top of this, the incestuous community received a huge shout-out here when... I can't submit this as my senior project. Okay, when religious... devotion being tested and equated romantic and sexual acts between not only your family but family of the same or similar gender to one's own. This enough is sufficient evidence to believe that Jesus was a staunch supporter of the community.
Oh my God.
Drama. All right, and then here's the last slide on it. Get the word out in any way you can. So we don't really need to talk about that. Just get the word out that Jesus was transgender. But what do you have to say, Zoe?
When you said like the whole Jesus was transgender thing, I was thinking, I was like, no, this is a real post.
No, I know, but it's all, like, it's, like, mocking, like, those posts that people do. That's, like...
No, I don't think it is.
No, it's, like, it's a joke. Trust me.
It's funny.
They're kidding.
Okay. Anyway. I guess this is just mocking everyone. They did justice for Bill Cosby. That's awful.
They did a good job.
Oh, yeah, everyone. This whole thing is just mocking
Age
everyone.
Age of consent is
okay,
racist. CPR equals
rape.
Well,
I was going to say that I think that Jesus would be gender fluid.
Okay.
Because
talk about that.
Isn't there that whole thing, or, like, God would be gender fluid? Because there's that whole thing where it was, like, it's... he is not a he or a she or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh... so, Jesus would be, like, non-binary or, like, intersex.
Okay. Yeah.
Is what I was thinking. Because if it's just God and God doesn't have a gender, then wouldn't his child be intersex?
I guess so.
I
think that's kind of...
But not transgender. Just, I would think intersex or gender non-binary.
I think that it's rooted misogyny, because if you think about it, Jesus does have a mom, Mary. And God is... Who's a virgin, and God's the dad, so obviously God's a dude.
Well, Ew, I hate to think about the whole story is just like Mary had sex, but not really.
Yeah.
But like like the fucking whole story is so stupid. Sorry, I'm swearing.
It's okay. I'm gonna cut that out for the podcast. Okay. So back to the point of the name. So now it's Jesus is a stan, because at the last moment, I decided, Mr. Jerky, I no longer wanted to talk about stigmatized issues because it would be too hard to censor my language. So we're gonna do album reviews every day. You know who is an avid supporter of gay rights? Zoe?
Jesus.
And?
Taylor Swift.
Of course! So, Zoe and I decided today that we are going to be talking about our holy trinities of each Taylor Swift album, our top five songs of all time, our album ranking, and our favorite eras. And I ranked the title tracks. I don't know if Zoe did. But now, so which one do you want to do first?
Oh, I thought we were going to rank all the albums first.
Do you want to rank all the albums first?
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, we can do that first. It's whatever order you want. So, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first? And then we'll have a little debate.
Both said our, number one at the same... Or, I said my number one, you said your number one.
Okay, fine.
My number one is Speak Now.
My number one is Speak Now.
Oh, my God! Yay! I feel like I never find people.
Okay. I'll say my number two first.
Okay, go ahead.
Reputation.
Red.
Okay. I respect it.
My number three is Reputation.
My number three is Folklore.
Okay.
My number four is Fearless.
My number four is Folklore.
Okay. My number five is 1989.
My number five is Fearless.
Okay, my number six is Red.
My number six is Evermore.
My number seven is Taylor Swift.
My number seven is 1989.
My number eight is Evermore.
My number eight is Taylor self-titled.
Okay. And then my number nine is Lover.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So, what makes Red your number two?
What makes Red my number two?
Yes.
All Too Well, honestly. Okay. I feel like it just carried, her entire, breakup, saga. Okay. I think it's the best breakup song she's ever done. So, I like the other songs, too, obviously. But, All Too Well, has the credit of 10 songs in my mind. It's so good.
So that's how I... So the thing is, I think that with All Too Well, it just, I don't know. It's so funny to me because in my mind, Red, besides All Too Well, is one of her, less strong albums. And then there's just All Too Well. It just doesn't...
No, it literally is so good.
It's so good. For what? Okay. So do you want to do our Holy Trinities now?
Wait, what was your number two?
Reputation.
Oh, we kind of agreed on that.
Yeah, and the thing is that's changed over time because originally Reputation was my number one, and 1989 was, my number two.
What's your favorite era?
My favorite era is either Speak Now or Reputation.
My favorite is Reputation.
Because,
then Folklore.
Reputation has the best aesthetic and the best vibes, but Speak Now is, the little girl in me.
No, but Reputation was so iconic.
No, it was.
When it was literally, a cultural reset.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She just showed up out of nowhere. She literally disappeared.
I know. Yeah, and I do love that vibe. But, you know what I mean? How it has, the dark academia.
Speak
you know
Now is my third.
Okay, my third is Fearless for the eras.
Oh, Fearless is, at the bottom.
I don't know. My least favorite eras were Folklore and Evermore. The music is amazing, but...
I fuck with Folklore. So what I did, I don't know why. I think now that I'm looking at it, I think Red should be higher up, but...
For eras.
Even though she had that stupid red lipstick, I hate
red lipstick. I'm sorry, but I feel like the red era, it was so bland.
It was.
It had no character. 1989.
It was, but, wasn't it funny to, watch her, walk around like a hipster?
No, it was funny.
She totally had the, the hipster,
No, yeah.
Well, I mean, she obviously created the aesthetic.
Yeah,
that's true. She literally created that, but...
No, but then,
so stupid. The polka dot skirt.
Oh, don't even get me started. But, the 1989 era, everyone loves it. It's, it's kind of cringy. And it's, same vibes as Lover. I feel like Lover's grown up 1989.
I put them together.
For the eras? Yeah.
I grouped them together at last place.
No, the thing is, the Lover cover, the cover of Lover, I'm, embarrassed for her.
I'm embarrassed
for
her
about, the entire album I'm embarrassed for her about, but we don't
have the songs in the, we'll talk about our favorites in each album, but... no, Lover was really, like, humiliating. I remember she went from Reputation to Lover, and I was like, literally, what's wrong with her?
No, and the thing is,
like, I actually got angry, I think.
No, literally, and the thing is, not only that, but I didn't listen to Folklore until December of this year when Evermore came out, because I was like, oh, it's probably gonna be shit because of Lover. Like, I didn't think it was gonna be good, so I just didn't listen to it.
I like Folklore a lot.
Oh, I love Folklore. It's my number three album, but I didn't listen to it until so recently. Because I was like, there's no way it's going to be good because of how disappointing Lover was.
Okay, so my eras, it goes Reputation, Folklore, Speak Now, Evermore, Taylor, Red, Fearless, and then Lover and 1989 at the bottom.
That's so funny.
What's yours?
Speak Now, Reputation, Fearless, 1989, Red, Lover, Taylor Swift, Folklore, Evermore.
Okay.
Like,
Evermore went below Lover? Where'd you say Lover?
Yeah, Evermore went below Lover for the eras.
Are you kidding?
Not for the music, for the eras.
Why?
Because
Evermore is so, like, in it, like, it was, like, so not attacking, you know? Like, I feel like Lover was offensive, and Evermore is, like, so chill. And,
no,
like,
I know, but
girl.
The thing with, yeah, and the thing is like...
You don't like Farm Girl?
No, I don't.
Really?
There's nothing down earth about me. No, I don't like the Farm Girl thing. It just, like, I just felt like she was running out of things to do with, like, the aesthetics.
I just don't understand why she doesn't keep to one. Like, of course I love when she has an era switch, but, like, she has not, like, stuck to one thing for, like, more than a year and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. You gotta keep it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
She's
constantly reading.
Well, no, because the thing is, I feel like Fearless and Speak Now are very similar. Like, in...
I don't.
Like, they give me the same vibe.
I don't.
Okay.
I strongly disagree.
You, like, era-wise, you don't think that they're the same?
No. Are you kidding? No. No. I don't. I hold Speak Now, era-wise, album-wise, like, song-wise, to a very high standard. And I think it exceeds those standards.
Okay.
I love it.
I love it, too. It's my favorite.
The dress?
No, the dress, yeah. All right, do you want to do the Holy Trinities now? So, to make this religious, we took our favorite three songs, Get It, Holy Trinity, haha, we're so funny, from each... We definitely didn't take that from TikTok.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Oh.
I thought
you were saying, like, what's the thing that's, like, the Holy Three? You were like, what's our Holy Three? And I was like, Trinity?
Yeah, no, because people on TikTok will be like, here's my Holy Trinity from each album. So, we're gonna go in order. I'm gonna start with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So, I love Taylor Swift as an album. I know that's unpopular. I think it's a great album, but
it's, like, iconic, but I don't think it's great.
I chose, Only Me When I'm With You, Invisible, and Cold As You.
I chose none of the same ones.
Okay, what did you choose?
I chose Picture to Burn.
Okay, that's a good song.
Should Have Said No.
I almost chose that.
And Teardrops on My Guitar.
What? Teardrops on My Guitar? It's so overrated.
I know, but it's, like, so, like,
well, the thing
stuck.
is I
have a lot of those where it's, like, so overrated and popular, and I just don't care.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel about Our Song. Like, I love Our Song to death, but it just didn't make it to the Holy Trinity. It would have years ago, but I'm a grown woman. I've developed
a new palette.
I've developed a new palette.
My Fearless top three. Wait, what were yours?
You for said, Fearless?
No, for...
Taylor Swift.
You didn't say Picture to Burn. What else did you say?
Only Me When I'm With You.
Okay.
Invisible. And Invisible was never one of my favorites until...
I kind of almost picked Invisible.
It was my surprise song at my concert.
Aww.
It was...
I've never been.
Oh, I have. I went to the Reputation tour.
Yeah. I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. And it was the best time... It was the time of my life.
Yeah.
And Cold As You.
I fuck with Cold As You.
Yeah, Cold Q's good.
Fearless. I did 15, I know. The Way I Love You and White Horse.
Okay. That's offensive to me.
Is it?
Very offensive to me.
Why?
Okay, White Horse, acceptable.
I love White Horse. You
don't What was the other one you put besides 15?
Don't look. Oh, The Way I Love You.
The Way I Love You is good, but TikTok ruined it.
I don't even think I've seen it on TikTok.
It's like the videos that girls do with their boyfriends where they're like...
I don't have couples on my...
Oh.
Free
yeah.
page. I'm not that...
You're not a simp. You're not a simp. No, that's all I have. Literally, it's just videos.
I get, like, monkeys.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What kind?
Oh, every type. Do you know how violent chimps are?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so scary.
That is
I just
scary.
Saw this chimp fight today. I was like, whoa. There were angry.
No, my entire For You page is, like, thirst traps of, like, teenage boys. And, like, all the comments are, like, how do you go to school after this? And then it's, like, videos.
Is it originals? Is that what they call them now?
No, the originals are, like, when, like, it's, like, the original video that everyone's making fun of.
I know.
And they've all been on my For You page in the last week.
I've gotten a lot of originals, yeah, too. But then I don't want to, like, be the fucking person to comment. I feel like people are so annoying. When they do the comment, they're like,
we're at the original.
Guys, smile for the picture. We're at the original. I was like, do you need to? I hate when they commented on a neurodivergent person's account. They go, we're at the original.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
That's so bad.
That's so sad. I'm like, sad. Oh, no.
Wait, okay, so Fearless. I never said my three. So, okay, now I feel like this is controversial, but Hey, Steven, The Best Day, and Change.
I almost put Change.
No, because the thing is, you were listening to Change, and you go, ugh, this is so Bible.
It is so Bible. I like it.
I love it.
It reminds me of, like, Paper Rings. Like, I feel like they're both very biblical.
Yes. Well, Paper Rings, oh my God.
It's biblical in, like, a, like, you're at the church, you're at, like, the youth group, and Miss Taylor just told you that she plays guitar, and she plays that for the church. And everyone's like, this is the best song
ever. No, and it's like, and no, and she, like, sneaks, like, into, like, the church bathroom to, like, do, like, a little, like, to, like, off with a little boy. And, like, the you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're in youth group, and they go, like, go to the side, yeah.
She comes out with her barrel curls.
Please.
Like, okay.
She's like, hey, guys.
She definitely went to church. Did she? I think she had
She's probably Catholic, yeah. Or not Catholic, but she's probably Christian. I mean, she grew up in Pennsylvania.
She grew up in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, like, Tennessee or some dumb
shit. No, she's
not
Southern.
I thought she was in Pennsylvania.
You know what?
Because I'm, because my family and everything. We're about to go to Pennsylvania tomorrow.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Where?
Quakertown.
It's
right outside of Quakertown. It's super cute. I love Pennsylvania.
Cool.
It's so scary.
I like Pennsylvania.
It's so weird. Like, the people are so weird.
No, my favorite thing ever is going to, like, Great Wolf Lodge and the drive there. It's so sketchy. It's so funny because it's, like, you, like, it's, like, random trailer parks. Like,
we literally live, like, I think I took a wrong turn once and I, like, drove into Amish country.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, dope. Like, it wasn't actually Amish country, but it was, like, people, like, living like they were Amish. It wasn't, like, a whole
community. I feel like they must be so happy, though.
Well, I mean,
like, some of them.
No, I mean, because it's about, like, the simple things, but it's also, like, that's still, like, a
we
lot
could
of
never be happy
fucked
with
up stuff with that, you know?
Yeah, like, we could never be happy with that life, but, like, they are.
I was just talking to Stefania the other day, and I was like, wow, I really want to go on, like, a survivalist show, even though I couldn't do
too.
It.
I want to go on Survivor, because
I wanna
it's
go
not
on,
actually
like,
a survivalist show. You should go on Naked and Afraid.
I watch Naked and Afraid often, and I'm like, I could do that.
My dad is obsessed.
I look at it as if I've ever been
because I don't want
more
like,
than 2 hours without my phone, and I'm like, I could definitely do that.
No, because I don't want like half the world seeing like my ass cheeks on.
Well, they blur it out.
No, they blur out your upper half, but like, not.
You could probably request it.
Yeah, but then like
they kick you off the show. They're like, you want to see ass.
They're not gonna kick me off the show, but then like everyone's gonna be like, ooh, she requested it, you know? Like,
what's wrong with her ass cheeks? They start making edits of it.
Please, oh my God, no, literally be like the next like meme. Okay, so anyway, so Hey Steven, I think okay, the thing is that I would say that 15 I also used to love until TikTok. Like, all those songs.
You have to stop letting TikTok ruin things for you.
No, because then the thing is that all I think about are the 5 seconds of the song that are in TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. All right. I guess we should move on to... But, okay. The Best Day is the so sentimental. I, like, cry to that song.
I cried with songs on Speak Now. I picked 5 songs for Speak Now for my Holy Trinity. I, like, combined them into, like, 2 seconds.
I picked 3 because they all have different vibes and I felt like I needed to encompass the different vibes.
I put 2 of them into like different like
vibes. Okay, cool. So for Speak Now, I put, are you ready? This is very controversial.
Yeah.
Speak Now, Enchanted, and Haunted.
I was so close to putting Speak Now on here, but I was like, I don't want to do the title track. I did Enchanted, Haunted.
Oh, thank God.
Mixed with Haunted was Better Than Revenge. It's so misogynistic. I love it.
Well, the thing with
Better
Than...
Okay. You don't like it?
No, I love Better Than Revenge, but I think it's slightly overrated. Just, I think lyrically it's very, very strong.
I don't think it's overrated.
I think lyrically it's very strong. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I almost put
it. I also put 2 others.
What'd you put?
Because they're so... Like, this was like my cry song.
I know what you're going
to like,
say.
Last... Yeah, 2 summers ago, this was, like, the cry song for, mm-hmm. like, 3 months. And it was Back to December and
I love Back to
December. And If This Was a Movie was I love If This
okay,
Was a Movie.
I'm so happy you didn't put Dear John. Can I tell you?
Oh no.
Dear John is the most I know, but it is the most overrated.
Yeah.
It is not like when people try to compare Dear John to All Too Well. Like, I don't want to hear it.
No one can compare it All Too Well.
No, but some people do that. Okay.
They can...
No, but the thing is, Back to December, it's such a good song. And the other one, it's on the deluxe, right? I don't listen to...
This Was a Movie?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that. Because I think it's a deluxe song.
Yeah, I only listened to the one with the red dress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the deluxe album then.
It's so good. We should listen to it.
We will after this. Okay, so 1989. I want you to go first because mine is really controversial.
Wait. Oh, I did Red and then 1989.
Oh. That was the right order, yes. Wait, no. So I meant to do Red first.
Okay.
Okay.
All Too Well, as we just said.
Yes.
That was my number one. Begin Again.
Okay.
And I wanted to say Stay, 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 but everybody clowns me for it.
I love Stay, Stay, Stay.
Everyone clowns me
and
for it.
And I love Begin Again.
But I put Red and then I put Honorable Mention Stay, Stay, Stay. But okay. I think I want to put Stay, Stay, Stay up there because it's so
good. Stay, Stay, Stay is so good.
It's so good.
I feel like Stay, Stay, Stay has the same energy as, like...
Paper Rings.
Yeah, and, like, Picture to Burn and, like, you know what I mean? Like, and, like, Our Song, like, it's all the same energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Stay, Stay, Stay. So, yeah. For my Red Holy Trinity, I put Red, All Too Well, and Treacherous. Treacherous is so slept on.
It's based.
It is so slept on.
Like, and again, like...
This love is... Okay.
I forget how much I like songs until I, like,
hear
them again.
No, me too, because the thing is that I forget how much I love Red until, like, I have my Taylor Swift playlist on shuffle, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm, like, Red.
I literally, like, forget about, like, I go into, like, phases, because I think she's my number one or number two artist of all time.
She's my number two right now.
My number one is so embarrassing.
What is it?
It's Russ.
Of course it is. Why am I not surprised? Guess what mine
is. It's been Russ since 2018. It's been my top artist. It's my top artist of all time.
Mine has been Lana Del Rey since 2020.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but like early 2020 before it was a trend.
No, every time I try, you know those things where it like hooks up to your Spotify and it gives you like a fake concert or something? Russ is always up there.
That's so funny.
Listen to him anymore. I love him though. He's so good. What was I just saying?
Do you know Grace Sapkowski? She went through a huge Russ phase.
I think it's natural.
I listened to, like, two of his songs.
He's kind of a dick.
His voice isn't too good.
No, I think his voice is lovely. I love him. But he's, like, a bad person.
Okay.
Like, he's actually... Cool. Well, he's not that bad. He does, like, a lot of good stuff socially. But then he, like, said some things about addicts that were, like, super problematic.
Oh.
Like, he was clowning on, like, people that were, like, addicted to shit. Like, he was, like, making fun of them. Like, addicts. I was like,
he probably is one.
No, like, he's like, sober. Like, or, like, he smokes weed. But I don't even know if he drinks.
But that's, like...
I think he does drink. Okay. But he doesn't, like, do anything else.
Well, yeah, that's problematic.
Okay, wait. Did we finish?
We finished... Oh, honorable mention for Red. I want to say Holy Ground.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, cool. All right, let's do 1989.
Or Stay, Stay, Stay.
Stay, 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 yes.
Okay, 1989. You go first.
I don't want to.
You have to.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. So for, and I know how controversial this is, but the problem is that because, like, my opinions for all these albums have changed since I was younger, except for 1989. Blank space. Style. Wait, Style. Style's probably, like, one of my, I love Style. And Clean.
Oh, I'm so happy you said Clean. That saved that.
When I tell you, Blank Space, I think I've listened to that song every single day since I was 10 years old without fail.
That's so embarrassing.
For no reason. It goes so hard.
It's like good, like definitely, but like I think it was ruined for me from like it being the popular song.
No, because the thing is, that's
like the song.
No, because it was like Wildest Dreams, Bad Blood, Shake It Off.
I know.
Shake It Off is awful.
Oh, I fucking hate Shake It Off.
Shake It Off, I have beef with.
No, yeah, I agree.
It has... What does Shake It Off have the same energy as? Like...
Nothing. Like, literally awful.
Welcome to New York is disgusting. Welcome to New York.
I kind of...
You like it?
I think I like it. Like, I like it, but only when I'm, like, driving somewhere.
Okay.
Like, welcome to New York.
Stop.
When I'm on the, like, highway, like, I play Welcome to New York.
I, like, physically, like, curled up in the ball, and I'm like, nope, don't want to hear it.
Oh, it's so good.
That's so funny. No, but Style, I don't know why, like... I, like, 10-year-old me was in my feels to Style, and I still am. not like in my feels, but like I'd be like, I'd be so
you start crying.
No, but like the imagery, like I would just like be looking out the window. I'd be like, we never, like I don't know how to explain it. I was just it was such a good song lyrically.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear yours.
Clean.
Yes.
All You Had to Do Was Stay.
Okay.
And This Love.
Okay. Good.
I like them.
I like them. I will respect that. Now it is both of our
reputation.
Yes, reputation. Okay,
I'm gonna say it first, right?
Yeah.
I did something bad.
Okay.
Call It What You Want.
Okay.
Delicate.
Those are all very good choices.
Thank you.
So I had to put honorable mentions for this one because I couldn't choose one.
Naturally.
My opinions have changed over time, so let me talk about this. When Reputation first came out, I was obsessed with Gorgeous. Isn't that embarrassing?
Oh, I loved Gorgeous.
I loved Gorgeous. And
Horan.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I still love Gorgeous, but, like, it's Gorgeous, you know?
I think it was about her cheating on Tom Hiddleston with him.
Oh, nice.
Or whoever... Or... Wasn't Harry. Like, cheating on some... No, it was Tom Hiddleston. Sorry, continue.
But, so now that I'm, like, mature or whatever... Oh, and I also loved Getaway Car when I was younger. Getaway Car was really good. Okay, but now that I'm older, I would put So It Goes, Don't Blame Me, and Dancing With Our Hands Tied. I
almost put Don't Blame Me.
Don't Blame Me. I love all of those songs. Such a power thing.
I think
and New Year's Day is an honorable mention.
I honestly don't think she missed on one song in Reputation. Like, there's some that I like more than others, but like I would like
what's the popular one?
Like What You Made Me Do.
That one is
so good. It's so good. It was so bad
No, the thing is, it was good until it wasn't. That's the opposite for me.
Oh, I thought it was so bad when it came out. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. And then I, like, listened to it, like, 1,000 times, and now it's the best song.
No, when it came out, I was obsessed with it, and now I'm like, okay. But, you know what's also really, really good? Endgame.
Yeah, but Ed Sheeran ruins it.
No, but it's, like, funny.
funny. It is funny.
No, the Ed Sheeran part.
Imagine, I remember, like, they performed that somewhere.
Doesn't she have an Ed Sheeran song on Red?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Everything Has Changed.
What?
That one was really good. Ed Sheeran was also one of my top artists for a while.
Of course.
I think he's still up there.
I think he's in my top 50.
He's in my top, like, 5.
Nice.
Because I literally...
Were you, like, obsessed with Divide? Were you one of those girls?
With Divide? Like, no, I was a Plus kind of gal.
You're a Plus kind of gal?
Ooh. I loved Plus.
Spicy. Is that the green one or the orange?
Orange.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was vintage.
You're vintage. That's like thrift store and cheering. It's like what you find at the thrift store, and then you're like, look at this, everyone, like this hidden
it's
gem.
It's still Ed, right?
It's still Ed, right? No, Ed, there?
I was totally a Plus kind of gal. There was another one that had like an orange cover. It was also fire.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, are you ready for Lover? Lover is brief. We don't have that much to talk about.
Yeah, no.
For me, Lover is Paper Rings, Cruel Summer, and Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Okay. I think I'm gonna take one off. No. I'm gonna leave it.
I stand by Cruel Summer being a good song because when I read critic reviews, they always have it up there.
I love Cruel Summer, but I did not write that because I didn't think of it.
Okay. And Death by a Thousand Cuts is... Well, so the thing is, I never liked Death by a Thousand Cuts until my friend Addie, who we referenced before, she always... Hi, Addie, if you're listening to this. She always plays it in the car, and now I'm, like, bopping to it.
Okay. The Man, live. The live version.
Okay. That's why you said the live version.
Yeah, no, it's so... The real song was so, not good.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the live version, and I was like, wow. Like, she murdered that. The Archer... Which I also really like. And I like Cornelia Street.
Why did I know you were going to say Cornelia Street?
I like Cornelia Street. I like Paper Rings. But, like, I don't actually like them all like that. But, like, I rank them all on the
You would never, like, put them
I rank them all on the same pedestal, which is why I put them all there.
But, like, you would never, like, choose them over songs from another album. Okay, good.
I don't think there's one. There's not one in my top five. I would never choose
to put
My top five has nothing with Lover.
You know what's really, really funny? What? Addie loves Lover. Like, she will listen to Lover religiously. I know. It's so funny.
Addie,
just so you know, Zoe made a face. Addie needs therapy. Okay, so do you want to do Folklore now? I love Folklore.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to go first?
Did you go first last time, or was that me?
I did, so you go first.
Okay. Last Great American Dynasty. You know, that's about the Watch Hill Beach. Because she had a house on Watch Hill, and Riley works at Watch Hill.
She doesn't have it anymore?
I think she still has it, but
Riley said that she hasn't been there in a while, or at least not like nothing that we can tell.
Okay.
But she, like,
she has signs outside. That was like, I knew you were trouble. Sindo trespassing. No, she has those signs outside of her house.
Are you serious?
Yes, I've been there.
You've been to her house?
Like, I've only been seen it
from the beach.
Well, because I've gone to the beach and, like, I've walked past her house and, like, outside there's security guards and then, like, lawn signs, like, yard signs that say, I knew you were trouble, no trespassing.
She's so...
It's so her.
She's so creative.
Yeah.
She just keeps it on brand all the time.
Yes.
Okay, so Last Great American Dynasty, so good. Mad Woman, so good. Betty.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm going to say, those are all honorable mentions for me, by the way.
Okay.
Actually, Mad Woman, like, I like it. I won't skip it. Mm-hmm. I won't put it on.
I would.
Okay, or
Epiphany.
So...
Oh, I forgot about Epiphany.
Oh, Epiphany is so good.
Oh, I forgot.
So here's how I feel. So August used to be my number one. Mm-hmm. August, like, when it first came out, I was like...
I think that's Caroline's number one.
Probably. It's everyone's number one. August is, like, so good. I feel like August, though, is kind of, like, the sequel to, like, I would say, like, Wildest Dreams or Style, in a way. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, so my top three right now are Cardigan, Betty, and Illicit Affairs. Okay, Illicit Affairs and This Is Me Trying are the same in my head.
Yeah.
So they go together. Because you listen to This Is Me Trying, and she's like, I got wasted, like, oh my... And then she goes on to Illicit Affairs. Like, the lyrically are so good.
No, now that they're so strong. Now that you said the bridge, now I really want to put that on there. That's definitely an honorable mention for me.
Yes.
Evermore.
Okay. Evermore, I put Long Story Short, Ivy, and Willow.
I put Long Story Short, Tis the Damn Season... And I put Gold Rush, but I do like Willow.
Okay, and Champagne Problems is also an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a little bit too mainstream for my...
For your liking?
For my liking, for my exquisite Taylor Swift taste.
Okay.
So...
We're doing the
top five now. I think we should say our top five and then argue about it. So just say all of them. Oh,
okay, okay.
So...
You go first, I'm scared.
Okay, my top five are All Too Well, Hey Steven, Style, So It Goes, and Cardigan.
I can't believe you put Style on it.
I love Style.
Okay, my top five goes Clean, Mr. Perfectly Fine, All Too Well, I Did Something Bad, Last Great American Dynasty.
Here's what I have to say to you. Mr. Perfectly Fine, you're going to grow out of it in like 2 months.
No,
it's just it just came out.
I can't.
It's just because it just came out. It's, no, you're
it's
still
so good.
You're still processing it. That's why you like it. You're still processing it.
It's literally so good.
I feel like also because we didn't do the Taylor, like, the pre-record, you needed to put something. Yeah, so that's what you chose.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's literally the best.
Clean, yes, I'll respect it.
Clean is my number one ever.
Wait, what else did you put?
I put All Too Well, obviously. All Too Well. I Did Something Bad.
It's so good. It goes so hard.
It is.
I would put that in my top 20.
I did put
Not
that
my
in
top my... five, but my top 20.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Not even top 10?
Okay, maybe top 10.
And then Last Great American Dynasty. I love it. It's so cute.
No, I love it. It's really cute. But that's how I feel about Style. I want you to argue with me about Hey Steven.
I can we listen to it?
As like a little outro?
No, not as an outro. Just like really quickly.
Yeah, just put it in the podcast.
Oh, bleep it out. I don't know.
Bro, it's not that deep. You already passed it. It's in Fearless.
It's in Fearless?
Yes.
I haven't heard the song in so long. I always skip it.
Warren Travers.
Look up.
Okay, we're done. That's enough. Hey, Steven. Wait. So, do you have any final
tips? Oh my god, the whole song is just that noise. It's just...
It's just like...
Yeah, no.
That's how... Wait, there's another one on there that's like that. It's, I think it's... Which is the other one where she's like... No, it's not that. I don't know. But thank you for joining my podcast, Zoe.
Thank you so much for having me, Annika. This has been
lovely.
Do
you have anything you want to say?
Just like, I don't know, stream clean.
Stream clean. If you're not a Taylor Swift fan, this is your sign to become one. We love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Next episode will probably be with Isabel Cronin on Lana Del Rey. Stay tuned. Okay, goodbye.